Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jarvis Landry has his hand up in the air like he knows he's going for six way before Odell's in the clear. Like it's he knows like he's going to outrun him.
Carbon copy of the Julio Jones play.
Uh-huh.
When who was it? Sanu?
Already knew he was gone.
Already knew. Yep. The minute the block was sprung. And it was just so nice to see that the Browns have a cheat code. Like the LeBron James cheat code. That's a cheat code. That throw that Baker made, which was a good throw, Odell was blanketed. I'm talking about the sideline one, the one-handed catch. He was blanketed. So there's nothing you can do to prevent that play from happening. Odell's arm was kind of being blocked out. He didn't go make the one-handed catch because he was trying to do it out of vanity.
Yes.
He was doing it out of necessity. And so the Browns have some cheat codes that no other team in the NFL really have. And that, to me, is something that you should be very excited about. Now the question is, forget about the cheat codes. Can they just get that offense going to normalcy?
I think they will. I really think they will. I think that Greg Williams is putting something on tape that I think Baker's going to have to pay attention to. But I think they will. And I think that 89-yard, the fourth quarter's tough because I think they're working on some things. But I think that 89-yard pass hopefully relieved some of the pressure. I think they were looking for that the entire time. He's a big play wide receiver. So it's going to be hard, and I preach consistently. Hey, you know, 7 yard out, 7 yard slants, move the ball that way. It's hard to preach that when you have a big play wide receiver who does those type of things. Odell is there for the big moment. So I don't know if you're going to have a true possession receiver. Like you watched Jamison Crowder yesterday. Like if they were really going to do it, and this is a terrible example because the Jets are bad. Robbie Anderson's their big play threat. The big difference between Robbie Anderson and Odell Beckham Jr., for crying out loud. Robbie Anderson's their big play threat. They had one big play to Robbie Anderson, and Jamison Crowder would be their every down possession guy. So that's where I think that a lot of people, you got to look at Odell and think, okay, how do I mix Odell with hopefully Rashard Higgins coming back on Sunday, hopefully Jarvis Landry, and obviously, hopefully, at some point, Antonio Callaway coming into the fold here in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of things that you have to balance out there for that offense, including Nick Chubb. And how you run with Nick Chubb. I want to establish the run, but also I want to establish the run the right way. If it's not working, then I'm willing to change out some other things. But this is where the pass stuff comes in, and then I'll shut up and get to the phones. 216-578-0092. If you're throwing on first and 10, I'm not mad at you for throwing on first and 10. You can throw on first and 10. You got to show some things that are different. You can't just run every time. You can't do what Pat did. But if you're going to throw on first and 10, don't try to take such a big shot to establish a drive on first and 10. Because they tried to do that too many times. I'd much rather have it be second and 5 with a struggling offense than second and 10 with a struggling offense. Because now you just became pass and pass only.
Those opportunities will be there. So they just have to be a little more selective. What I'm curious about, though, is how much did they hide? What would you say of the available playbook? Whatever is available to them, what percentage were they willing to use yesterday as long as they were winning? Like, obviously, if you're losing or it's a one-possession game, well, you got to stop worrying about hiding stuff and forging ahead to the next game against the Rams. Mm. You've got to go out there and do whatever it takes. But they knew they had that game in hand. They knew that game was over.
Yeah, I think that they showed a little bit in the first quarter there. But I thought overall maybe they were holding it back. I hope they're holding it back, obviously. Now, I don't know how much you want to hold back when you're still trying to find some cohesion with your offense. But I ask you, what did you learn yesterday about the Browns? What do you actually get a chance to learn? Because the Jets, I think that when you win 23-3 on the road, you should celebrate that and be happy that you won that game. The Jets don't give you much, except Greg Williams does know your quarterback very well. So I think that that helps you a little bit. They came out and they tried to punch you in the mouth. You punched back. Myles Garrett was fantastic. So, yeah, I think you learned a little bit of that. But I also think that if I learned something, I learned that I think that the Rams and the 49ers and the Ravens are going to do a lot what Greg Williams did last night. So Baker's going to have to come through that gauntlet and play well. 216-578-0092. Let me go to Rafi in a car. You've been more than patient. You're next up in the fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead.
Okay, so two things. I was pleasantly surprised by kicking. That was something that hasn't been talked about yet. It was nice to see that the kicking game got going well.
Yeah.
And I agree with a lot of been saying. I think Baker's success in terms of getting that ball out quickly, especially when you have an offensive line that, you know, isn't giving you, like, that great, you know, protection. Last night there was some good protection, but I think when he established, the quick passes, you know, everyone's saying great things like Odell is a big playmaker, and he made that big play. It was a short pass, big play. And those are going to be there, and I think that's his MO, is getting these big, you know, he can make the play downfield, but I think the momentum, they put a lot of things on tape, getting that short game going, and that's going to do him a lot of well. And I think putting that on tape for this coming a short week against an LA defense is an extremely crucial thing that they did. And I agree that they for sure didn't show a lot of playbook. They for sure felt this game was in hand. But I think they could have done better in the first quarter. But I think as they noticed taking these short passes, you look at the breakdown of what the complete passes were, and the majority of them were in the, you know, like 5 to 10 yards. That was where we made this game happen. So it was a great game. I was there, and it was really great to see all the Brownies showing up.
Did you tailgate? We saw a picture.
A ton of fans.
Dustin Fox was sent a picture of Browns tailgaters, and it was engulfing the entire screen. There were so many Browns fans.
It was nuts. It was awesome to see. It was crazy. 5 minutes before the game, before kickoff, 10 minutes before kickoff, it was majority Brownies. Like, I didn't see any Jets fans. I was like yelling, "Where the heck are the Jets fans?" It was pretty crazy.
There was a really high percent. Rafi, thank you for the call. Like 35% Browns fans were buying the tickets. 35 or 40%. So it was a really inordinate number for a road game. Not again. The Jets are bad, but I think that's part of it too. 216-578-0092. Yeah, Baker needs to make some adjustments. I think the offense needs to make some adjustments. The good thing about this is, folks, is that you have the type of talent where I think they really can turn it on at any moment. I really do. I think that they're got to be getting closer to breaking it open and developing a rhythm. And once they do that, I think the sky's going to be the limit for this offense. But they have the talent that they can break this thing open. They just need to figure out the right mix.
Well, I think obviously the one thing that needs to get fixed before Sunday, third downs. And we know in the first game they were behind the sticks. Yesterday, I thought they were in some favorable situations and they just couldn't get them. And right now through two games, they're 5 of 23 from third down. That needs to get better. There's only two teams worse in the NFL, that being the Miami Dolphins and the Tennessee Titans. So it needs to get better this week, because if you're anywhere near those struggles on third down, you are going to be in a world of hurt against the Rams.
I was told to take this one right off the rip, so here we go. Brian and Minner, you're next up in the Fan.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, one of the things I'm worried about is the whole – this game was two plays away from being only a six-point game. I mean, the Jets were about to go in. They got they fumbled the ball, like landed in our hands, and we turned that game around.
Well, we caused the fumble.
What?
Yeah, I know we caused the fumble, but, I mean, our defense let them get down there a little bit more than I would have liked. And then we barely stopped them on the fourth and three. We barely stopped them, and they could have gone in there. It could have been 23-17 really easily.
I mean, it could have. I can't make that analogy anymore.
Listen.
You know where I wanted to go there.
The Jets had 13 first downs.
Right.
Come on. You held the Jets to 13 first downs. Their offense never had a chance.
They really didn't.
I agree, but I mean, when you watch it, what was Baker's final numbers? He was throwing about 50% of his completions. I mean, he's
19
still
of 35.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Brian.
He was a little off. He was off.
Hey, Brian, did they win?
Oh, here we go.
They, yeah, of course they did.
Are you happy that they won?
I'm happy.
Stop complaining about winning.
Well, you could, if you have a criticism and you think they can get better, fine. But it sounded like he did. I think there was.
When I took the call, he was not very high on the defense. I said they gave up 3 points, Brian. They gave up 3 points. He goes, well, it should have been 23-17. Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, look, it wasn't AP honors yesterday. You're going up and it was remedial. I get it. But you know what? Thank God they looked that way, because if they looked anything other than that, I'd say they were going to get blown out this week against the Rams coming up. So, yes, they imposed their will. And Myles Garrett, I always say my thing on Myles Garrett last year with every game except the Pittsburgh game and the opener, I said, always leaves you wanting more. Yesterday he didn't. He gave you everything. He absolutely dominated that game, and he had all the quarterbacks in the Jets system, probably all the New York quarterbacks. Probably Eli Manning was watching that game going, "I don't want to play against that guy."
The Jets had
they were terrified.
3 total yards in the first quarter. Trevor Siemian was 3 of 6 for 3 yards. Buddy, that it's not a video game. You can have a criticism, that's fine. I mean, Denzel Ward wasn't overwhelmingly great again. But, boy, that defense was good altogether.
I thought they were fine.
Darby in Cleveland, you're next up in the
NFL
fan.
Teams are going to have first downs, and teams are going to have opportunities. Hold on! Yeah. I just want to say it's the NFL.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the NFL,
Darby. That was my contribution.
Welcome to the conversation about the NFL. Yes.
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted to say I thought their offense wasn't horrible except for third down, and I feel like if they establish a better running identity, it'll open them big chunk plays that they like to do back up.
There were some people who wondered whether or not the running to the edge was a good idea. I think that Nick Chubb finds the edge. I think that he was wanting to really bust it open, and it was tough for him to get into a bit of a rhythm, Darby. And I thank you very much for the call. I think a lot of that happened second half. After that 89-yard touchdown, I think they started messing around. I really do. I think that they wanted to work on some things, and it turned into a preseason game, which Freddie Kitchens told you yesterday. You want to learn something else about the Browns? Freddie Kitchens told you yesterday in the fourth quarter without telling you how important preseason still is. Especially to a team that really hasn't played with each other a lot and is very young. Because they were working on stuff from preseason football in the fourth quarter of an actual football game. That's how close the game against the Jets really was, where the Cleveland Browns could not go act an actual game plan in the fourth quarter, but work on things in the fourth quarter. That's how quote-unquote close this game really was here. 216-578-0092. What did you actually get to learn yesterday about the Cleveland Browns? And also, there's going to be, yeah, you know what? I agree with Lima. They're going to end up picking on Odell Beckham Jr. Should he just get used to it? Let me get to George in Youngstown. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to let you guys know. So how I feel is I'm a season ticket holder in the dog pound. I'm excited about the Browns. I'm excited about the season. But I still feel like that Freddie's enamored with, like, Odell and Jarvis and everything. Like, we need to get back to running the ball. I'm super excited about the win, but we need to set up the pass with the run. And Chubb is a beast, and we need to make sure that we're doing that.
All right, George, thank you very much for the call.
Listen, the statement at its core, enamored with Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham, that seems kind of silly considering that's where all your money is being spent. It's being spent on your two star wide receivers. And so, yeah, they're going to be enamored because of plays like you saw where the Browns' offense wasn't really getting anything going. All right, just throw that quick little pass over to Odell Beckham, and he's going to take it 89 yards. Like, there's a reason they're enamored with those guys. Yes, we'd all like to see a little bit more Nick Chubb, but I think Freddie's trying to keep defenses off balance. I think he's trying to get Baker, who is a rhythm player, into a rhythm, kind of a streak player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that has to do with setting up for next week.
Are they going to pick on Odell, the refs?
Yes, every time.
Should he just get used to it?
Yes.
That coming up next, live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.